I have with me here Abul Oyai. She has just joined me here in the studio right now. Abul, you are welcome to the breakfast show this morning.
Thank you.
And then I have Long John. Long John, you are welcome. Nice meeting you. I just talked to you a few days ago on phone.
Thank you very much, Sunny.
Yes.
Nice meeting you.
Yes. And Jacob Bull, and you're also welcome to our studio this morning.
Thank you.
First of all, Long John, tell us more about this campaign. What is it all about? Just remind our listeners once again.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sunny. It's a pleasure having us in the studio today. Anna Taban, as we've been talking about throughout the week, it's a campaign. It's an initiative by the South Sudanese youth, creative youth artist, that is, actors, painters, drawers, musicians, and all that. Sorry. It is a campaign that they came up with to try and be able to explain to the people of South Sudan, the youth particularly, that it is us that really need to have this country moving forward. It's a campaign to push for peace amongst ourselves and in our country. Thank you.
And Abul, how will you respond to somebody? Maybe he might tell you that violence is going to shatter your world, like what we witnessed here in Juba last month, July.
Well, violence has already shattered my world to some extent. With the recent thing that happened and that happened in 2013. And even the years before, I've lost relatives, I've lost family members, I've lost friends. And, and as a South Sudanese, growing up around East Africa, this is not what I want for my children mm-hmm. in future. This is not what I want for my, friends, relatives to grow up in a country where you're foreign and not feel at home. And and this is why I'm in this group. This is why I'm with, the Anna Taban, to say what is it for me in the next years to come? What is my future like? Where are my children going to be born or grow up in? So I think this is a starting point for me to, stand up on my own and see, like,
okay. Jacob, really, what has motivated this group of Anna Taban to come up with these ideas of you people coming together, composing a song and trying to campaign for a peaceful South Sudan?
Thank you, Sunny. These artists felt obligated, to bring peace to their country. We felt the suffering of our people. And, we heard it in hearts that, okay, it is our obligation to stop this war. We have been into decades of war. Every time we subjected to this war, back then it was a promise that maybe the next generation are the one to enjoy this country. Mm-hmm. So
you were hoping to be in that generation.
Yes, so I was hoping to be in that generation. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not in that generation now, the future that was always predicted, then why shouldn't I start working for it? I work for the present. And maybe my children or my great-grandchildren will learn in the future that maybe I'm not seeing if I don't work for it. So it is us, youth, to stand up and work for the peace that we need to achieve in this country if we want our children to be in the peace that we need and at least enjoy the fruit of this nation. People have been fighting. There are justified wars that our people fought, like starting from 1955. These were justified war. There was a goal. People had objective for them. Mm-hmm. And the SPLA war, the one that was fought from 1983, I would say we fought until 2011, because in 2011 that's when we got a referendum, mm-hmm. and actually we separated, and we felt like now we are a country, so why shouldn't we be in that peace?
Jacob, somebody will be asking, wondering. I was here during the time when people were actually voting, and then moving towards the Independence Day. There was nothing like you are from Upper Nile, you are from Baragaza, you are from Equatoria. Even if somebody steps on your leg, you don't care. People are jubilating, especially from the 7th to the 8th and leading to the 9th of July. Everybody looked at each other as South Sudanese, but all of a sudden, now the country is divided. What is the reason? Maybe Long John.
Thank you very much. Actually, Sunny, you know, this is something that is really serious. During the independence, when we got our independence, I was actually here. I was one of the people that was here. And it was very jubilant. We were very happy. Trust me. I myself, I even ended up laughing with somebody that didn't have teeth. He did not even realize he didn't have teeth. It was not in my position to tell that that guy does not have teeth. We were enjoying ourselves. Mm-hmm. But then, all of a sudden, things changed. You know, sometimes the devil is a liar. That's all I can tell people. Mm. Somebody say amen. The devil is a liar. surely, you know, the devil came in our midst and tried to put us asunder and, you know, try and destroy all these other stuff. You know, something that has come into us, it's all about individualism. You know, our people have ended up having something called individualism. It's all about me. It's not about somebody else. But if us as South Sudanese put aside that individualism and try to move forward as a family, as in, you know, it's a communism. We own everything that we share. We share things according to the way it is, and we understand what how human beings behave. You know, sometimes somebody can step on your foot, but it's not intentional.
What is the aim of this Anataban campaign? Any of you can respond.
Okay. Anataban campaign is trying to bring people together. You know, we are using our diversity as a tool or a device to divide us. So the aim is we need to speak up, I mean, for the voiceless, the suffering, and, you know, the widows, the children that, were subjected to all this suffering. We need to speak up for them and say enough is enough. It's not only, the campaign itself is not for those who came up with it, but it is for the youth, everyone who is outside there, who is taban of what is happening. You know, you are tired of the war. So our aim is to stop the war. Our aim is, you know, to stop this hunger, you know, that is in us, you know, and every kind of suffering that is outside there. There are so many things that, you know, we need to tackle. Our economy is collapsing. We need to, you know, stop the war. And at least when these things stop, then we'll have a way of progressing. You can have something to do at your own house, Sunny. Mm-hmm. You can plant your, you know, have fruits in your house, have everything. You know, something that...
Your small garden in your house.
Yes, and you'll prosper.
So, who are the targets in this campaign? Maybe...
Well, the targets are the youth. Mainly the youth that, because what we realize, the youth are the majority that, you know, are facing the problem. They are the one either taking the arms and, you know, join the sides, you know. They are the one fighting the war that they don't even know why they're fighting. You know, you, instead of enjoying going to school, thinking of what tomorrow is like for them, they are the one mainly in all these things. We're also targeting the women that, you know, they are the victims of, could be rape, could be, you know, starvation, could be, you know, they're losing a husband that, you know, should be working for them, but, you know, we are targeting the children that are waiting for their fathers to come back home, and some will never see their fathers again. We are targeting everybody else. To be honest, like, whatever part of the world we are as South Sudanese, we all turning and tossing without sleep.
Mm-hmm. And Long John, how do we start and maintain a conversation on peace? Because that's one of the key issues here in South Sudan. Sometimes I've heard many people talking about how to start and maintain a good conversation on peace in this country.
Okay. actually, you see, Sunny, there is one big problem we have in South Sudan. It's called generalizing. You know, once somebody does you wrong, you say, if I personally, myself, for example, John Adore does you wrong, you say, the dink has done me wrong. Mm-hmm. But this is something that we need to drop. We need to be able to talk to each other as individuals, as you know, personally. Like if I'm talking to you and you do me wrong, it's you who has done me wrong, not
the tribe.
Yes, not the
community,
not the tribe. Yeah. So if we really want to start talking about peace, we should start with our own selves. You know, if I come to you, I understand you as a person, not as a tribe. Now, when I understand you as a person, the wrongs that you have done to me are not the wrongs that the tribe can do to me.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And Jacob, tell us about this launch of the Anataban campaign tomorrow at Yakuru Culture Center from 2 until maybe 6 p.m. Tell us more about it and what happens next.
Yeah, tomorrow at 2 to 5 p.m. we'll have a launch of Anataban campaign, the official launch in Juba. So I would like to ask everyone to turn up. The campaign is yours. Though there's few, group of artists who came up with it, but the campaign is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with you. If you say no one who is not Taban in South Sudan, everyone is suffering. Everyone is tired of the war. Everyone is tired of people saying every day, hey, South Sudan always fighting. So why shouldn't we stop it? So what we're saying is turn up. And, you know, being who you are, being a Nyuak, being a Dinka, being a Nuer, being a Shuluk, being a Bari, that is the making of South Sudan. So without any of them, then that is not South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have that diversity and love ourselves. You know, when you go outside there now and, you know, you get someone like in other countries and you find yourself, like when I find you, Sunny, I will not say like, okay, this guy is not my brother, mm-hmm. or what. When I see someone just doing something to you, you know, we have that that love for ourselves as South Sudanese. So why can't we do it here home? Mm-hmm. Why should we start like having that hatred within us? Mm-hmm. You know, we should have that culture of love among ourselves.
After this launch, what next?
After the launch tomorrow, I'm sure we'll be able to move with the roadshows. Mm-hmm. The roadshows try to go to the villages down there where people could not come to Juba and all that.
Mm-hmm. How many artists are involved all in this? Any idea?
We are so many. Mm-hmm. Not that few, as he said. As he said before, we have spoken word artists. We have dramatists. We have writers. We have musicians. We have graffitis, you know, a lot of people. So there's so many artists involved, and you know, we cannot count them now because I cannot really remember the number.
Mm.
But the thing is, we created as the few of us, and it's for all. Yeah, so it's for all of us. So we don't have that limit. If you say, Sunny, like if you say today you want to be part of Anataban, you are welcome, and you're part of Anataban,
mm-hmm.
as long as you are going for the objectives and the goals of Anataban. So everyone is part of it.
And Abul, what would you say to this argument? People say that peace begins with an individual and spread to the rest of the communities.
Well, I think it is very true. I think the most important thing is respect. Respect, you know, I respect you. I respect myself enough to respect you, you know. I can't be me without somebody else. So that sense of togetherness, you know, that sense I belong because you belong. And I think that's, I don't know, that's one thing we as South Sudanese, I don't know, are forgetting or have lost. It's like at some point our hearts have just gone dark.
Mm.
We are not what we used to be, but wow, you know, when I start talking about South Sudan and all these things, I get so emotional.
Longton, what would you tell a mother this morning who have gone through a lot of pain and her hopes for everlasting peace in this country seems to be fading out?
A mother, you said, right?
Yes, a mother.
Okay, then. Sufferings, it's part of life. And it's something that as human beings we cannot take away. Something that has happened, it has happened. We just want to tell the woman that has suffered that don't lose hope.
She has lost her son, her property is gone, maybe she saw her daughter being raped, and all this kind of really It's a nightmare for her.
Okay. Yes, I will tell her exactly. Don't lose hope. Everything happens for a reason. If she's somebody that reads the Bible, okay, forgive me for taking you guys to church a lot, but if she's somebody, she's somebody that reads the Bible, she will understand somewhere that there's somewhere that was it Job? Yes, Job was tried by the devil and all that. You know, devil uses the people closer to God.
And he lost everything he
had. Yes, devil uses people closer to God so as to make sure that they turn away from God. Uh-huh. But that is not the truth about South Sudan. You know, these things happen for a reason. Don't lose hope. Keep fighting. If you're still alive, God has something for you. Because, you know, trials are given to ordinary people to make them extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Jacob, what will you tell to a youth listening to you right now and is deep down there in the villages of South Sudan? He has no access to food, no access to medicine. He can't go to school. His life is almost gone. The roads are blocked. And he's listening to you here saying you are launching a campaign tomorrow for peace in South Sudan. And yet he's now hiding for his dear life. What do you tell him using this campaign?
Yeah, I would say like how Abul said before, you know, our hearts might go dark, but, you know, everything that goes dark, like when your clothes are dirty, you know, you can wash it, right? So we can have that detergent, I mean, the peace to be in you. And, you know, with that, you need to come up as a youth, a strong youth, and speak up for your country, you know. And by the end of the day, you'll get to where you hope to be and never lose hope. Because hope is the first thing in life. If you have that, then any time, any minute, any second, things can change and you become who you want to be. So we need to speak up. We don't need to be like a voiceless, you know, sit down. You know, we are the majority in this country as youth, and we're the one who are being used. So why can we stay? No. We don't want to use this, and we need to listen to ourselves and do our own things as youth. We are the most powerful people in the nation, so we can do anything.
The message, the thing is, it's not only about the campaign, it's not about the song Anataban, but what message are you hearing from the song? And it's not just going to be music, we're going to have discussions, we're going to have, you know, people from the crowd. We want you to bring your ideas to the table. This is where you are allowed to say whatever you feel like and not go outside worrying.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How I wish we had the time to talk about this campaign tomorrow, but we hope to be there tomorrow in one voice. I would like you to maybe pass your final message of hope as this campaign is launched for peace tomorrow here in Juba.
Well, for the youth of South Sudan, this is your country, and there is, even if you have different nationalities, this is your country. You have to own it. And taking ownership of what belongs to you, it starts with respecting you as yourself and respecting, you know, the rest of the world and, you know, the country as well. So I just want the South Sudanese youth to take on ownership of the country.
Okay, thank you so much. John?
Yeah, my message goes to the whole of South Sudan, you know. We've been making news and all that in the world that we are a country of fighting and all that.
Exactly.
You know, they're used to us as South Sudanese of people who are fighting, violent and all that. Yeah. But I'm just requesting our fellow youth and the fellow South Sudanese that together let's make history. You know, history is made when the unexpected happens. Let's show the world that you're not a country of war.
Okay. Jacob, finally.
Yeah, I would like to ask the youth of South Sudan to keep our hopes alive. We still have our country, and we can, you know, still achieve what we need to achieve. So let's be together and, you know, appreciate our diversity.
Yes. Okay. Jacob Bull, Abul Oyai, and Long John, thank you both for coming to our studio here this Saturday morning, and we wish you all the best.